Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Coming up at 1, you know what we're going to do. A little mock draft. Daily mock at 1.
We ain't got too many of these left.
I know. It's bittersweet. It always is as we get closer to the draft. Like, I'm excited for the draft next Thursday night. Big draft show here on WIP with the Eagles having the 22nd pick. Who knows? Maybe if Howie listens to the show, they'll have the third pick too. We'll see. But they'll have the 22nd pick next Thursday night, and we'll have a daily mock coming up at 1 o'clock. And Hugh, a lot of these mocks have had the Eagles taking a corner or maybe taking a different position because they have some young corners, Thundercats, as you would call
young
them, right?
Thundercat.
Kelee Ringo's a Thundercat and Eli Ricks. Another Thundercat that people are excited about. Every time we talk about corners, I inevitably get a message like, Joe, you guys did mention Isaiah Rodgers. What about Isaiah Rodgers, former Colt, who came in here off the suspension he got from the NFL? And Hugh, I think the hope was he'd be reinstated and he's back for this season and maybe he plays. Well, yesterday, the NFL reinstated, I think it was a handful of players that had been serving lengthy suspensions. You know who was not reinstated yesterday?
Isaiah Rodgers.
No, and I'm not sure if that means he won't be for the season, if it's just a delay on his case in particular. But, Hugh, that was notable because the draft's next week, and if one corner of their group of young guys is now maybe not in the mix, I mean, it makes, obviously, that position, Hugh, more of a need if they don't think he's going to be eligible to play this year.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird how, you know, when you look at the wording of the suspension, I didn't even know this, that the way that he did it, it's potential. Like I think it's a minimum of, like, 2 seasons he's supposed to be, like, out of the game. So that could put you in a bad spot. And I don't even know if he knew this because I remember at the end of the season, there was video of him getting ready for the season.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that he assumed that he was going to be good to go for the season.
So yesterday, 5 players were reinstated for violating the NFL gambling policy. He was not one of them. Again, I'm not sure how this works. Like, could there be a second wave of players reinstated? I don't even know how many players have gotten caught for the gambling thing in the last year. Certainly 5 have been reinstated. But I'm thinking back this offseason, whenever Howie and Jeff have talked about him, they've been excited, but it's been a little bit tepid, like almost as if they weren't quite sure if he was eligible to play. But something to keep an eye on. And I'll tell you, this is not great news for the Eagles in the draft because teams now know this, right? It's public information. We're talking about
it. They're looking for a corner.
All right, teams know that one of their young corners is still not eligible to play. Like, they're starting OTAs. I imagine he's not allowed to be part of everything and play. So we'll keep an eye on it. But if you're an Isaiah Rodgers fan, if you're like, hey, you guys don't forget Isaiah Rodgers. Well, right now the NFL forgot him because they didn't reinstate him yesterday. He's not currently eligible to play. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines. AJ, the Knicks and the Sixers, Brunson and Bede. The odds now on the series have it pretty much even. It was opened at a Sixers favorite. Knicks as the dog, and it's kind of moved towards even on both sides. As most people consider this a toss-up series, I think it's going 7. Brunson scares the heck out of me, and of course Embiid's physical status and how good he's going to be starting tomorrow night. And then we need munchies. It's a munchie kind of weekend.
Munchie.
It's a tri-day Friday. Your favorite munchie. We've gotten some interesting ones. I'm not writing down the spinach one that Hugh suggested because that doesn't.
Yeah, that don't count. That don't count. That's just my personal preference, which it obviously has thoroughly irritated other people. So yeah.
Your food takes really—they get to people.
Yeah, but it's there. But see, here's the thing: it's my food.
It's your truth.
It's my truth. But people can't stand it. Like it, I like the fact that it's thoroughly irritating. I eat different. I know that, and that's okay. I'm pretty sure a lot of other people do too. They just don't talk about it.
It's funny. The more this show goes on, like it's been established, I'm the defensive guy, right? I played in the NFL.
Yes.
Also, like I'm a vegetarian, but yet your food takes get people riled up more than
yes,
mine.
Yes, it does, and I don't understand it. I don't understand.
I know. Well, I mean, you have some bizarre food takes.
No, I mean, it's just like I don't like, it's not like I'm opposed to certain combinations of food.
Yeah, you are.
It's just I compartmentalize certain things. I compartmentalize different than other people do.
You don't even let your food touch on the plate, dude.
No, I don't. I do not like my food to touch. I do not like my food to touch at all. So, no, not that.
Well, you got to figure that out, man. You got.
I mean, I just don't. I don't, and I know I'm not the only person that's like that.
No, well, there's children out there like it. I agree. Scott is in Newtown. What's up, Scott?
Yo, guys, how you doing? Awesome show as always.
Thank you, Scott. What's up, pal?
Yo, I'm the same as you, man. I don't like my food to touch, and I like, I just like specific foods, and like, also, I'm not going to ruin my steak with wine because I don't like wine. You know what I mean? So like, I'm not going to drink it with it because I just don't like red wine. But I love a steak, you know. So well,
listen, a good steak, like the best absolute steak, is the one you don't have to put anything on. Like to me, that is it. Just like the seasoning, and that's it. Bloody, a little bit
that's
bloody.
That's what I say. That's medium rare, man. Make it nice. And
I am
it,
the only African American that like my meat cooked that way.
Oh,
no, because I heard some guys calling yesterday. I think it was Gritty, and he was like, no, medium well, you know.
No, I like it a little pink.
Is that I didn't realize this. Is this like a cultural thing?
I think it is, because when I said it to my friends, they were like, something wrong with you. They call it vampire meat. And I'm like, it's not. It's like, you don't understand, like, people that buy medium well to well-done steaks, you're getting an old piece of meat that they're not worried about you tasting in it, because you're not going to taste it. You're not going to taste the difference.
Oh, you think you're getting a lower quality because they're going to.
You are getting a lower quality because it's almost burnt.
Well, it's like it becomes like rubber, too.
And it's dry. Yeah. I tried to tell my people that. They don't hear me.
It's like a hockey puck.
Yeah. I tried to tell my folks that, man. They don't believe me. They think I switched over. Yeah.
Basically. Well, listen, Joe, I spend most of my days listening to you, just being so mad at you and like just yell. I like literally drive the car just yelling at you because I don't usually agree with your take.
You know what? Shut up.
I know. It's all good, man. You know, I do. You're the only one that gets me all worked up, so I do appreciate that. But I'm with you this time, man. I would get rid of A.J. Brown and go with if you could get that third pick, that's the only way I would do it. I just feel like this year, more than any other year, I'm, like, so annoyed with what's going on. Like, I don't know what went wrong yet. I don't know if it's the offense. I don't know if it's you know, it's just, like, there's something wrong. So, like, I wouldn't be opposed to, like, mix it up and bring in new blood, as long as it was going to be someone that we thought was going to be really good.
For
you know?
Sure. Yeah, and Scott, that I think a shake, like that's kind of what they did with Reddick. They shook it up a little bit, and then you could do the same thing on offense here with AJ. And Scott, you and I see this similar, like for the first time, obviously. We see it similar that I wouldn't just trade him, but man, Scott, like if Marvin Harrison Jr. might be the next Larry Fitzgerald, you get him in here. I know he's a rookie, but I don't think he would take him long to get going. He could be a star right away.
Yeah, and I think the dynamic would work, too. Like, when you played that clip of Devontae Smith saying how, like, obviously we both want to be alphas and we're cool with that, like, the truth is I think only Devontae Smith thinks that way. I think he's comfortable enough being an alpha and there are other alphas around him. I don't think A.J. Brown, I don't think Jalen Hurts feels that way. I think they need to be the leader, and they need to be – I just, like, they're different to me. And I have this feeling that Hurts might be a little bit of a baby, man, and like that's pretty disappointing because I thought he was the opposite. I thought he was like, you can coach him hard and all of this, but it seems like the longer we go into it, it kind of seems like maybe he's a little bit of a baby, and that kind of makes me nervous, you know?
Yeah, well, it's hard to be sensitive and be the quarterback here. We've seen it many times. It's hard.
That dog don't hunt.
Yeah, it's hard.
It don't mix, you know? It's don't mix.
Scott, so, what's your munchie for you?
My munchie is, I don't really do sweets and bread, so, like, I'm savory. I like jalapeno peppers. I cut them in half. I stuff them with cream cheese, cheddar cheese. I wrap it with bacon. I cook it at 375 for an hour. Take them out, slather them with barbecue salt, Ooh. Put it under the broiler for another 10 minutes. Let me tell you, those things hit like you would not believe, man.
I do like the jalapenos juicy. And the cream cheese because I went to a vegan party and they had but they had it with
the
bread.
To a vegan party?
Yeah, because a friend at the time, the young lady I was dating, her friends were vegan.
Got it.
And I couldn't be, you know. But the jalapenos with the little
man.
Vegan stuff. Yeah,
see,
it was
Scott,
good.
You and I agree more than you think. That's a dynamite snack there, Scott. We appreciate the phone call. I've never been to a vegan party. Vegan party seems kind of boring. Even as someone who eats vegetarian and sometimes vegan stuff, it seems kind of. Kind of boring.
No
not going to lie.
No comment because they might be listening.
No, but I could say it. I'm one of them.
Yeah, but it was.
I'll say this.
It was definitely meatless.
Anyone who has moved away from eating meat, if you have, and maybe for a period of time or you, like full time, it's not as cool. I mean, like, it's I
but
can
some
recognize
of the,
that.
Some of the stuff, like, this is where it irritates me with vegans. like when you start talking about steak cabbage or whatever it is, when y'all cut the things up and make it into like a steak,
oh,
you're lying to
when
yourself.
When we were in Boston, I had the cauliflower steak.
Yeah, that was terrible. Yeah, that was terrible that you did.
It was delicious.
That was
it was
complete
delicious.
Waste of
no,
money.
No, hold on. Well,
like just eat a steak.
I don't eat steak.
But I'm just saying. Well, okay,
he's telling
well,
you to
pretending.
Do it. Start.
Well, quit pretending.
Well, here's why you're annoyed by it, because it's called cauliflower
it's
steak.
No, you know what else
but
irritated
wait,
me?
If it's just sliced and baked or whatever that they do to it, cauliflower on a plate, you wouldn't care that I mean that. It's the name that
right.
bothers
yeah,
you.
Of course, yeah.
Well,
you know
I didn't name it. I just ordered it.
You know what bothers me about the vegetarian?
Take a stand and don't eat it.
No,
it's
I like
because
it.
When they made
delicious.
They got vegan oxtails and they got vegan chitlins. Now, somebody whoever thought about that need to be slapped like as hard as you possibly can across your lips, because who the hell wants vegan oxtails?
Isn't the chitlins the poop?
Yes.
How do you make vegan poop?
I don't understand. I don't understand, but I've seen them. And whoever did this, like the question, that, you know the question I got to ask. How do you get that unique aroma that comes? Like if you've ever been in a house with chitlins, you swear a septic tank has busted somewhere. I swear. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care. Somebody's going to tweet me and say, oh, well, the way I clean them, they don't smell. Yes, they do. They do.
So swallow it, you know, and eat it.
Before I moved from Jersey to Bucks County, from my first house, we had a septic tank. And we had an issue once.
Uh-huh.
And if you're telling me that's the way
yes,
the chitlins smell.
That's how chitlins smell.
That's
when
disgusting.
They're cooking. And I remember I used to look like, because, you know, when you have the holidays, and especially down south. They'd be like, ooh, you smell them chitlins. It smells so good. I used to look at them like, are you kidding me?
Do you know what you're saying right now?
Yes. That used to be, but boy, I tell you, when I see like the old heads, the OGs in my family, they sit there and they cut them intestines up and they put the hot sauce on them, Joe, and they eat them like they are the best thing on the planet.
See, you guys look at me like I'm the crazy one. I'm just slicing a thing of cauliflower and
no, that's
and
just
it.
Ridiculous.
Well, maybe it
like,
might be ridiculous, but
man.
it doesn't smell the whole house up. You know, y'all lying
ridiculous.
To yourselves
like
and your family.
The vegans, it's like if you're longing for some of these food tastes, because a lot of times, I've seen a lot of fat vegans too. It's a lot of fat. Like a lot of y'all vegans out there thinking y'all eating healthy, y'all lying to yourself because y'all need to probably drop a few.
Huge. Sugar doesn't discriminate. Whether you're eating meat or not, you eat a lot of sugar, you're going to be chunky.
Like,
and that's it.
Like, ain't that the whole purpose of being vegan?
To be healthier?
Yes.
Part of it, yeah, sure.
Yeah, so why y'all still sitting
here?
Why
heavy? Are you lumping me with everyone? I'm not
I'm
even
not,
actually
I'm
vegan.
Not fraud.
I'm not talking about you. I'm just, I've gotten on my soapbox, and I'm just talking to the rest of
vegan. Vegan stuff is fraudulent,
man. Why y'all out there lying to yourself thinking you being healthy and you just about big as me? Like, that's ridiculous.
Spike's a vegan.
Yeah, Spike's
we got an on-air vegan.
He's not nearly
as big. He's a little vegan, though.
Well, I mean, I would guess most vegans aren't huge. Just a guess. I can't speak for everybody.
It's how many other vegans do we know that work here?
That's about it. That work in the whole office?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. I'm just on the idea of like percentage. I would probably say a handful of people around here are probably vegan. I don't know. Just a percentage.
No, I'm just saying. I've seen some fat vegans. That's all the point that I'm making. And y'all need to stop. Y'all need to just go ahead and eat meat.
I am going to eat my cauliflower steak, and you're going to do
nothing
about it.
You know what? That's the daily duck. That's the next one. If you're a fat vegan, you might as well just go ahead and eat meat, dog, because you defeating the purpose. Can we do another one for the day?
We do as many Daily Douglas you want. I mean, really, anytime you talk, it's a
like,
Daily
if you
Douglas.
Just let your vegan, if you're a fat vegan, just let go, dog. Just go ahead and eat meat. You might as well just stop.
Bonus Daily Douglas today. Matt and Brumall. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on,
buddy?
Man?
So I just wanted to start off with saying A.J. Brown for the third overall pick. I'm kind of with you, Joe. I think it's a no-brainer. I mean, you just paid Smitty to pretty much the same thing A.J. Brown's getting. It's a lot to pay two receivers. I know Howie's a cap wizard, but, I mean, you got to figure you can trade up for the third, and if you want to take Marvin Harrison Jr., he's the cream of the crop in what looks like an elite wide receiver class. I think you're a no-brainer take him there, but I just don't even – I know it's a hypothetical. I don't think the Patriots would do that. We'd probably have to give up a little more – and just AJ for the third overall?
You're probably right, Matt. That's why I'd ask for it, right? Like it's like the kind of thing where I can't turn it down. If they say yes, and it's funny you said that because when we were in the hallway on one of the breaks, Elliot was here, and he asked, would you do it for next year's one? And that's kind of interesting, right? Because they could be bad again, even with AJ. So they probably wouldn't want to do it, but boy, if they offered number three, I'd say yes in a second.
I have to agree with you there. And then when it gets to the Sixers, I'd say – I mean, Jalen Brunson's a great player, so I'm concerned about him. But and not even Embiid's health. I really think it's just more conditioning and getting back into game shape that I'm a little worried about. But I have a bold take for the series. I think the Sixers are going to win pretty handily. I think the Sixers are going to win in five. Mm. And I think we see why Nick Nurse is one of the best coaches in the league. I just have confidence. I said it when I called in a few weeks ago. the best fit we've ever had around Embiid. It's not the best talent-wise, but the fit's awesome. I think Nick Nurse is miles ahead of what coaching we've had. So I'm going to go bold and say the Sixers win in five.
Well, I love it. And if they beat – and I think – I respect this Knicks team. I don't think they're great. They're not a championship team, but they're good. If they beat them in five without home court, I'll be super impressed. Matt, what's your munchie take for us?
So the take I have here is this is from, like, me and my college roommates, our sessions back in the college days. I think Joe might call me a little childish for it. But the Uncrustable peanut butter and jelly. Those things just hit different after a set.
Matt, I will not call you that because – so my daughter loves these. And I'm not lying to anybody. When I'm packing her lunch, sometimes I take an extra one out just
no,
for me.
No, listen. Those Uncrustables hit. I had the producer back when I was in Atlanta. He used to – like when he used to fly with the Falcons. He used to snatch all the Uncrustables on the plane. Like, that was his go-to.
The team had them?
Yeah, they had them on the plane. Yeah,
now, you a grape or a strawberry guy?
I'm not really an Uncrustable eater, but people swear by the peanut butter and jelly ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they love them.
What do you, Matt, you strawberry or grape or jelly?
I'd lean grape, but I'm fine with either.
Matt, good phone call. I'd lean strawberry.
Yeah, I'm with him. I eat either one of them, but they're just bananas. Like, people love them. People love them.
Well, it's hard to mess up a peanut butter and jelly. Let's just call it.
But I do kind of like I don't like the fact that they don't have the crust. I kind of like it.
Well, that's uncrust. They're uncrust.
Yeah, that's the name. Yeah.
You're a crust guy?
I'm a crust guy.
It depends on the loaf.
I used to some sessions I remember when I used to do I like the peanut butter ratio to be a lot more volume than the jelly.
So what, like, you, a 2-to-1?
I like the peanut butter to be a little thicker than the jelly.
Are you a chunky peanut butter guy or a creamy?
Mostly creamy. Creamy. But I will partake in the chunky peanut butter every now and then.
I prefer the creamy peanut butter. I'm not, like, if you give me a sandwich with the chunky, I'm not going to say, get this out of my face. I'm just, I think the creamy works better on the sandwich.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. But it's just like, yeah, peanut butter is a nice little go-to, man.
Kyle, where are you on the chunky versus the creamy peanut butter situation?
So, used to be a creamy peanut butter guy as a kid.
You changed.
I'm in on the chunks, man. Yeah.
I just feel on a sandwich, and I mean, I'll eat it.
Well, okay, so not on a sandwich, but
we talk about peanut butter and jelly.
Gotcha. Okay, I missed that part of it. Probably not on a peanut. What?
I just thought it was funny.
Well, I think he thinks it's funny because we went off into a little tangent. We lost ourselves for a second.
No, I'm on the phone sometimes back there.
No, I'm just laughing. I just thought it was funny. That's all. That's all I said. It was funny.
We went to an Uncrustable thing for a while.
We always go into
It depends on the application, I would say. And I know that's not a take, but on a PB&J, I'll go creamy.
Okay, I like that. All right, Rasheem in Northway. What's up, Rasheem?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Rasheem, what's up, pal?
What's up? How you doing? I was talking to Kyle about this. Number one, my first gripe is that coming in second place in WIP Fantasy Football League, you don't win anything. And number two, these last 2 days, these questions as far as Trey A.J. Brown and is Jalen Hurts' demeanor, do you like it or not? I think those are come on, guys.
I don't give a
shit. What are we doing?
Well, okay, so hold on.
Well, thank you, Kyle, because I don't agree. Terrible questions, first of all.
Oh, hold on, Rasheem. I think a lot of people, based on last year, got frustrated by Jalen Hurts' demeanor, and that's okay if you're not.
Based off what? Because you've been hearing maybe speculation and rumors. It hasn't been confirmed, and it hasn't been proven that this is what guys are saying. This is speculation and rumors. So we're basing it off speculation and rumors. And one game where on a sideline where you went to him, I guess he was sitting there, the same. Like, he's been the same leader he was in 2022.
I'm with you on that. And I've said a lot this offseason, I think his play is the biggest thing, right? That matters way more for me than the personality stuff. I've said that. If his play gets back to where we want it, it doesn't matter. Now, as far as today, Rasheem, listen, the Patriots called about A.J. Brown. So, if they offer the third pick, I would do it. That's all.
First of all, they won't trade the third round pick, so it's a dumbass question.
Well, no, whatever, Rasheem, but
because they won't do it.
But that's their decision. If it's offered, would you do it?
I don't do speculation like that because it's not going to happen. So I'm not even going to play that little game.
Well, every trade is speculation. It's all speculation. We're just having fun here. Like, none of this. We're not in Howie Roseman's office, so we're just speculating on all this stuff, aren't we?
Not necessarily, because I don't come up and hit you guys with speculation. Well, how about let's trade this pick for this pick? I don't do that.
Well,
I'll wait until it happens, and then I'll talk about it.
Rasheem, that's not how it works, because this is what happened. A.J. Brown, he changed his profile pick to Tom Brady. He started following Jacoby Brissett and another one of the teammates, and then this story came out. So like, where there's smoke, there's fire. And let's be honest.
Why did he change it to Tom Brady? Why did he change it to Tom Brady? Because he explained it.
Okay, Rasheem, can I have the floor? I mean, more to let you talk.
My fault, Hugh.
No, but this is the speculation where the speculation comes in. Obviously, there was something that he knew about the potential trade to the team that he wanted to be a part of, correct?
Are we sure?
Well, if not, Rasheem, it's quite a coincidence.
Rasheem, that's a hell of a coincidence if he didn't. Like, all of a sudden, like, the way this story dropped, you have to be, like, you got to think that he knew something. He knew that there was something.
Hugh, you know that Tom Brady profile pick been his pick for, like, the last couple of days? He didn't just change it. It's been his pick for, like, the last, like, four, three days.
Rasheem, but what I'm saying is, listen to what I'm saying.
No, I'm listening.
He had to have known something. Like, this story, it just got legs because these are things that happened over the last couple of days. The timing.
Did you know, Hugh, when the Jets were thinking about trading you? Did your agent tell you?
I do. That's what I'm saying. The timing is off. That's all he's saying. The timing's off.
So, Hugh, let me ask you a question. So you're saying that the reason why A.J. Brown put that pitch up is because he knew that the pitch is called about, is he on the trading block, or are you saying the Eagles
he knew. I think that he knew that there was some conversation being had about him. He knew that some conversation was being had about him potentially being traded. Yes, I do believe that.
So was it the Patriots asking the Eagles or the Eagles asking the Patriots?
So the way the reporting came down from Boston, Rasheem, was the Patriots called the Eagles. They asked.
And we think that they're going to trade the third overall pick for A.J. Brown.
That's the speculation. That's where the
disconnect is. Rasheem, I love you and we appreciate it. I don't think they'd actually do it. What I said is, we know now that the Patriots called the Eagles. That's been reported. So I said, all right, I don't really want to trade A.J. I think he's a tremendous player. Here's what I would, if I'm Howie, I'd say, give me the third overall pick. If they say no, then we all move on. But if they say yes, we got
to
trade.
And to Rasheem's point, I understand what you're saying, Rasheem, and I know we had to go. We're on the time constraints. But here's the thing, and this is where I'm at with it. If there is some speculation out there about him potentially being traded to the Patriots, I don't add fuel to the fire as a public figure, which A.J. Brown is. I don't add fuel to the fire by going out knowing that everybody follows my every move. I don't go out and follow Jacoby Brissett. I don't go out and change my profile picture to Tom Brady because, to your point, there's a lot of people that feel the way that you feel, Rasheem, as far as, you know, this is ridiculous. But there are also a bunch of people that look at that and they read the tea leaves. They connect the dots.
Also,
it's just for him, it was kind of childish for him to do, in my opinion. He shouldn't have done it. He should have thought about it before he went out there and did that.
Also, I believe if we reverse engineer this, him doing it led to the conversation on Boston TV last night, which led to us talking about
it.
Yes. Right? Like,
yes.
The guy in Boston asked the insider, do you think the Patriots would call? Why did they bring that up? Because of all the stuff that happened on social media. If he doesn't do that stuff,
then it's not a conversation.
The host says, do you think the Patriots would call? And then the insider says, they already did call.
I don't know any firefighters that go around starting fires. Like, that's kind of ridiculous to do as a firefighter.
Nobody who claims to want attention less draws more attention to themselves than A.J. Brown.
Like no daily, firefighters.
We got a third Daily Douglas there in case you guys missed it. 215-592-9494. Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. All your calls as well on the Midday Show.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.